It's too late to save this current republic from implosion, but it's not too early to start discussing how we build a better society on the other side. In fact, this may be the perfect time to begin brainstorming about that. Remember what I've said before, that collapse is the only real reform. You can't fix this broken system. It's too deep. The swamp is too swampy. It's too corrupt. It cannot be fixed. Elon Musk tried. He threw in the towel. Can't blame him. He tried, and he had a lot of power, a lot of money, and a lot of, you know, special people who could help, and the GOP just basically threw him under the bus. Think about that. So you can't reform this system. It will collapse. There will be a collapse of the U.S. dollar, 100%, because it's math. On the other side of that, what kind of society do we choose to build? And I'm going to propose something here very strongly, although, of course, it will be controversial, but hey, so what? And that is that the right to vote is not an automatic right. The right to vote should be earned through a demonstration and through your works. In other words, the right to vote, look, it's a sacred right. And when you have voting participation by people who are, you know, illiterate, low IQ, immoral, easily influenced. I mean, look at what we saw during the Biden, the Kamala Harris campaign. What do? They went out and they paid millions of dollars to performers to do like onstage twerking and dancing and singing. They had a bunch of concerts. They weren't talking about policy. They weren't talking about how we create a better country. They were just, you know, let's be popular. Let's have concerts and win votes that way. And they've almost won. They almost won. And that's because in a democracy where everybody votes, the people get the government they deserve. And right now we are living under, overall, I'm not referring to just the Trump administration. I'm talking about the Biden administration and the entire system, you know, going all the way back to Reagan. We're living under what is increasingly becoming a corrupt idiocracy. It's so insane because any idiot is allowed to vote. So we've got to stop that. I mean, we can't even get right now to a basic standard of having to show your ID when you vote, or voting only once, or voting only on voting day. So yes, we have to clean up elections big time. But more importantly, we have to value the right to vote as something that you earn, that you're not born with the right to vote. You have to earn it. So how do you earn it? Well, I'm going to propose something very simple. Number one, well, there's two parts to this. One is you have to pass a basic IQ test. And it's not going to be difficult. You need to be able to add some numbers, you know, calculate 10% of a number. And you need to understand some basics about history, about government. You should be able to name the three basic branches of government, for example. You know, you should know the difference between a governor and a mayor, let's say. You should know, for how many years does the president serve? Or for how many years does a senator serve? Or does a house member serve? You know, basic questions. You could cover this in 20 questions. And an intelligent person could answer all those easily. If you fail that test, you don't get to vote. Why? Because you don't know enough about economics and government and the way the world works to be able to participate in shaping our shared future. And of course, right now, we just have any idiot can vote, and that's why we're in this mess that we're in right now. But the second thing is not just intelligence, but morality. You need to demonstrate through some kind of program, obviously this could all be debated and worked out, but through some kind of program, you need to demonstrate that you are willing to show compassion and aid to others, and that you're not just a self-centered person. And this can be done through nonprofit activities. It can be done through a church, for example. It could be done through various volunteer efforts of nonprofits, and maybe there's a certain number of hours that a person has to reach. That if you want to vote in our society, you got to spend, you know, 500 hours, let's say, over however many years that you want to do it, 500 hours of some kind of volunteer service, and maybe military hours would count as well to defend our borders, for example. Or maybe you're on a volunteer in a soup kitchen operation, or you volunteer for a church, or you volunteer for, you know, trash pickup on the highways, or there's a thousand other ways to volunteer in our society to help others. If you complete that volunteer effort, and if you pass the very simple IQ test, then you get to vote. If you fail one or the other of those, you don't get to vote. And immediately that would weed out the morons and the selfish, greedy people who only think about themselves. And you would no longer get, you know, popular idiot presidents like Bill Clinton, for example, or George Bush. I mean, that guy was a complete idiot. I'm talking about Junior. Just an actual moron. But he was put into power because people vote without thinking. And we've got to stop that. We need to have voting be something that people take seriously. Notice that neither one of my requirements has anything to do with how much money you have. Whether you're rich or poor doesn't matter. So voting is accessible to people of all kinds of backgrounds. And you don't even have to complete high school to pass the IQ test, because most of the questions that I have in mind would be able to be answered by the time you finish the seventh grade. You know, just very simple questions. So consider this, because I think it's critical that we talk about the real reforms that have to take place, how we build a much stronger and more resilient society on the other side of this collapse. The collapse is coming, and if you want to stay tuned with more of my content, you can find me at naturalnews.com and also my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope, because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture.
naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go. And you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.